Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ooh, spooky season is here. And not only is this one of the best holidays and best times of the year, it is also one of the most lucrative for corporations. However, something is happening this year with this Halloween that has never happened before. Despite the fact that the economy is not great and prices are very high, inflation's out of control, spending is set to hit a record high.
Really? What?
Yes. We're expected to have over $13 billion spent on Halloween this year.
Just in this country?
Yeah.
Do they do Halloween in other countries?
Some of them.
Okay.
Not many of them.
And why is this happening?
Well, we'll get into that in a second, because I've got a theory. But to run over the data from this, so last year, and it's not just like we're doing it like a little bit. We're doing it a lot. So in 2023, Halloween spending was $12.2 billion. And then last year, it actually went down from $12 million to $11.6 billion. And it is back and back big time. A $2 billion increase from just last year. That's very significant, according to these experts at the National Retail Federation that track these things. But as far as why, they don't know. They're not sure. And I've got a theory.
Okay.
Here's my theory. We need this.
What do you mean?
We need it as a people. We need it as a society.
We need some fun.
We need it as a country. Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
One, we need to have some fun.
Yeah.
Some effing fun. And on top of that, we need some sugar. big time sugar. And that fun and that sugar, it just feels like it's dark fun for a dark time.
Okay.
You know?
So you don't think that come Christmas time we're going to see a similar trend?
Definitely not.
Really?
If I were to guess, and I'm saying this on the air, so it's for public record, I'm going to guess we're going to see a decrease in spending for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay? And there's now, for that, there are reasons, like the tariffs haven't really hit yet. They're about to, but we won't get into that. I'm just talking about how it feels right now in the country. Do you ever know somebody that was going through just an absolutely dog crap time in their life?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I want to go out. And you're like, yeah, girl, let's go out. And then she goes out to the bar and you think we're just going to have a fun girly night.
Okay.
But as soon as she gets there, she does this on the bar. Hey, to get the bartender's attention. Bartender comes over looking at you like, yes, like what's going on? And your friend just goes, line them up, leave the bottle. And you go, oh, my God, we're going to have that kind of night. That is what kind of Halloween we are in store for.
So
we need to blow off some steam.
Okay.
And if we have to do it with a 12-foot tall skeleton out of our house, then God damn it, we're going to do it.
So that's what I think is the real culprit here.
Who?
Scully. Uh-oh.
Scully?
Skelly. I think that we started going so hard in the Halloween decorating department that now we're all jockeying to be the best.
Right.
No, I have the biggest skeleton in my front yard. I do. Mine says, listen to the wake up call when you walk past it, which you can record. You can
do now.
You can make it say stuff. So we want you to use it as a way to advertise the show. That's what I think it is. I think now it's a thing.
Well, not only is it Skelly, now there's like another one breaking out of the ground that Costco sold. And if that skeleton had,
I love that one,
had more than just a torso, we find out that it's 24 feet high.
Exactly.
Okay. That can't be all of it, though, because people still have to have the emotional investment to buy these things. So I think what they're doing is I just think that we're just on the verge of screaming. And instead, it's like, well, thank God it's the time of year where screaming is allowed. So let's all scream with our pockets, you know?
but it's buying decor, right? It's not costumes.
It's not just decor. Nope, it's not. Nope. 3/4 of consumers plan to celebrate. 79% expecting to spend higher on things such as 66% go to costumes. 51% go to decor. Billions will be spent on candy. So, like, everything
billions?
Is up. Billions. So, listen, let's put decor and let's put costumes and let's put candy all together.
Okay.
People are going to be having Halloween parties.
Yeah.
And listen, this is the time of year where we need, give us this. We need it. We're living through dark times.
Yeah.
And dark times require darkness.
And cobwebs.
Yes!
Yeah, and kitty cat ears.
Right!
Yeah, meow.
And if I want to put a zombie baby on my front yard, I'm going to do it.
Right!
If I want to dress me up as Wolverine and my dog is Deadpool, okay, I'm going to do it. Oh, what's that? The Dogpool costume costs more than the Wolverine costume? I don't care! I'm sad. I'm scared.
And the only way to make me not scared is if somehow if I can be a slutty nun.
That's right. And some Butterfingers.
Right.
Too many.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.